Good morning, Nick.
We are going to talk this morning about, what are we talking about this morning?
Batch cooking.
I have no idea what batch cooking is.
Doesn't it sound like a new Olympic event?
Ooh, wouldn't that be great? Is it cooking a batch of cookies?
It could be.
Because I like cookies.
You like cookies.
And if that were an Olympic event, I would be behind that 100%.
If your spouse sounds like Nick, this is how to get him involved. I do like cookies. Okay. Batch cooking.
Yes.
The name does lend to a definition, right?
Yeah.
It is when you cook a batch of food in advance. So your freezer that we all have can save you a pile of money, right?
This is all making sense to me now.
Yeah. Okay. So this time of year is why I'm talking about this, because oftentimes people batch cook in the winter when there's long days and they can make a pot of stew and then they freeze that. But what about all those yummy things we grill? Grilled vegetables, fish, bratwurst, whatever it is you're making on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I made the joke about if your spouse sounds like Nick. And so if you're somebody like me that doesn't have a lot of time to cook, I have to do it in bunches like that.
Yeah.
And if this is a time of year where you're harvesting things out of your garden and you're putting them up, also think about what you're cooking on the grill. So you could, for instance, cook a lot of whatever it happens to be, chicken on the grill, package it up individually and freeze it, right? And you can save yourself a lot of money. Now, the reason I'm talking about it is because you can also do this badly. And I've seen it many times where people are trying to save money. And so they decide, ooh, that's the solution. I'll batch cook. And they run to the store, they buy a pile of food, and they bring it home like a big project, and they batch cook and they think, there, I've saved myself all of this money. But they've depleted their cash flow by too much. If money's really tight and you spend what you would have spent for 6 months worth of groceries in 1 month, you're going to feel that. Something's not going to get paid.
Right.
So you have to be a little more creative about how you resolve this. And one of the fun ways to do that is to involve other people. Get a friend who also has the same sort of problem and say, we could save ourselves a lot of money if we bought all of the chicken we needed at the discount store and we split it up. And we could also make a project out of this together. You cook some dishes, I cook some dishes, we swap, and it gets to be a little easier. What is that old biblical thing? Many hands make light work, right?
Sure.
So you could do this. You could do a family cookout and cook a bunch of stuff and everybody takes some home, puts it in their freezer. All right. The problem with putting things in your freezer, if you're like me, is that that's like where my food goes to die.
Yeah, remembering it's there. That is the big thing. Remembering what is in there.
I absolutely forget what was in my freezer. So while I'm doing it, I have to make an inventory list and I stick it on my refrigerator or you can do it on a chalkboard. So now you know when you look at your refrigerator, we still have baked tilapia, but we've used all of the steak. So you know what's in there. And you can see, we don't have any vegetables to go with that. And you can fill in the gap.
Keep
really
a printed
easily.
Inventory right there on the freezer.
Put a date on it so you know when you froze it. Not just on the freezer item, which sometimes comes off if you don't use the right kind of marker.
Mm-hmm.
If you look if you look on the internet, you can find a ton of this stuff. Just type in batch cooking.
Okay.
The first thing that popped up today was a site about batch cooking breakfast burritos.
Ooh.
And then there was a site about how to make the tips easier for people to speed this up. So that's what I've got to say about batch cooking.
Okay.
I feel like Forrest Gump, right? I have to say about that.
It's a way to save money.
It's a
if you do it right.
It's a great way to save money, but watch out for your cash flow.
Yeah.
Maybe involve some friends, involve the kids, and involve somebody that might be cooking in another format, like maybe somebody does a lot of wok cooking or a lot of grill cooking.
Yeah.
Don't forget to batch cook that stuff and freeze it for later.
All right. Dr. Francis Rame is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement, who's on the show every week here. And if people have questions, you are local and easy to find.
We are 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com. If you batch cook cookies, send me some.
And me.
And you.
All right.
Send Nick some cookies.
We'll talk next week.
Thank you.